Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Now, before I dive into a really cool story of healing, I want to share with you something super exciting. Now, I've had so many people reaching out to work with me recently. You know how it is. As soon as I declare to the universe that I won't be doing any more unpacks this year, that I'm cutting back on a lot of the one-on-one stuff, that of course everybody wants to work with me. Well, I have got some really, really good news for you guys. For everyone who's been reaching out, I'm just about to launch the next mastermind. I'm only running the 2 this year, so this is the last for this year, and it is going to be super exciting. Right now, we're about to go into the last week of the current mastermind. I have seen such massive transformations. I have seen breakthroughs. I have seen healing. I've seen relationships completely change. I have seen miracles happen before my eyes, and these women, not only have they transformed through their own human design, but they're now going out into the world certified because of the mastermind to really support others to have the same amazing breakthrough journey with human design. Now, if you're someone who wants to work with me and you're just not sure, or you may not be ready, or maybe you are ready and maybe you are sure, I am putting on a live free webinar on the 4th of August at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. For anyone and everyone out there listening, come aboard, join in. I'm going to go through this amazing content, this story, this learning, everything you need to know to become an expert in your human design. And if at the end of it, you want to join and be one of the very few that actually get one of the 16 seats of my mastermind, then go ahead. It will be super exciting to see the group that the universe, the next 2 groups that the universe puts together. So the link to join the webinar is in the show notes. If you want to join the waitlist for the mastermind to stay up to date with all the emails as well, that's in there too. All right, everyone. Today, is a story, a personal story that I really want to share with you because I feel like it's one that you've all either been through or you've experienced something like this. So where am I going to begin the story? Right now, today, I'm sitting in a beautiful place, a gorgeous resort in far north Queensland of Australia. And this is a place that I have dreamt of going to since I was 13 years old. When I was 13, my best friend had come here with her family. And I remember her bringing the photos back and showing me this incredible place that she'd stayed at. And all I could see was this pool. This pool went on forever. And as a little Piscean, that really was all that mattered to me at that age, being in a pool. You know, anywhere I went in the world or anything I did, it was all always about the pool. And I remember thinking at the time how much I would want to go to this place. I would love to be there. I would love to swim in that pool. But my parents would never take me. They would never go there. They would never spend that much money on going to a resort. Now, that story has been with me since I was 13 and I'm 46. And, you know, I think over the years I've probably even done work on my parents not taking me, right? Because I certainly have no ill will to them. Their choices were their choices and they were doing the best they could with what they had. And this desire to come and visit here has been something that has really motivated me for years. It's been a really powerful driver for me to have a tangible evidence of me realizing a dream, a big dream. So we arrive here and we get all settled in and I head off to bed for the first night. And then I wake up on the first morning feeling miserable, miserable. I have no energy. I feel really down, really melancholy, but I just brush it off. I just brush it off like, oh, maybe I'm tired. Maybe I'm in my emotional low. So we get out to the pool and we, you know, get out to this amazing pool that I've literally been dreaming of for years. And it far surpasses my expectations. Gratefully, I was very conscious to minimize my expectations of the place because the 13-year-old me had made this place almost impossible, whereas the adult me had really dealt with the expectations. You know, it was this shining star all those decades ago. So maybe, and gratefully I did that because as we got to the pool and we spent the afternoon, I was just loving it. I thought this place was beautiful. The pool was amazing. I sort of went through every pool within the pool with my kids. And I was lying in the sun in the afternoon and I was just like, I wonder what's going on. I feel awful. I feel really low. And I noticed that I was starting to feel, you know, uncomfortable in my own skin. I was feeling like I didn't belong here. I was feeling like people were judging me. I was feeling all of these feelings and starting to notice all of these thoughts that I hadn't seen, heard, felt, or experienced for a really long time. And after about 30 minutes of, you know, a bit of a, oh my goodness, what's happening here? What's going on? I did what I always do and I got out my journal and I started doing my healing work. I started doing my forgiveness work. I got curious about how I was feeling. I noticed the language that I was using in my head. I noticed the stories I was telling. And before too long, there I was, back with my best friend at the age of 13, feeling like the poor kid, feeling like the stupid kid, feeling like the one that never gets to go to these sort of places or never gets to go on big overseas holidays or always feels uncomfortable with the really wealthy people that my family were around. And look, don't get me wrong, we were very middle class. We had lots of money. But everything's relative, right? So, of course, noticing that there's all of these stories from my childhood coming up, I wanted to make sure that I could honor them and start to heal them and shift them. So as I went off to bed that night, I did a lot of forgiveness. I just constantly wrote out all of the things that was coming up, all of the melancholy, all of the thoughts that I literally hadn't thought for decades, just to make sure that I was giving it all a chance to be felt, giving it all a chance to be there without criticizing it, without shutting it down or telling myself off for feeling that way. You know, we've all been there, right? You should feel so much better than this. Why do you feel so bad? You should. And I was shooting on myself. So letting all of these feelings come up and be felt and experienced. Now, by the next day, I started to feel better already. And I noticed that the thoughts I was thinking, the where I was focusing my attention, all of those things were starting to fall away. They were all starting to, it was almost like I was coming back to, or I was coming back to myself. I felt like myself again. I think even on Thursday morning, I was on a call and I remember saying, oh God, I haven't felt so much like me like this for ages. I feel so me today. So all of that work had been really paid off, had been really powerful. Now, the thing I really want to share with you is the power of our human design and how it is unconsciously working for us all the time. Now, I came to this place and I'd had this dream for a long time. And when I arrived, all it did was trigger all of my unhealed stuff about wealth, about success, about my worthiness, and about you know, where I fit in the grand scheme of things. Now, all of this stuff was, they're all bullshit stories. They're all convenient assumptions, otherwise known as beliefs. And I had the tools to work through them. However, when I got more curious about my design and what was going on in the universe, well, my jaw hit the floor because, well, of course, the first thing I noticed was the full moon in Aquarius coming up. Now, the full moon always draws things out of us. It always draws things out for healing, shifting, changing, evolving, letting go, big letting go time. And of course, this is one of my oldest. Oldest wounds that, to be honest, I've healed. I would say it's like 95% healed. And it was really interesting because when this came up and my low self-worth around it came up, I didn't see it at first because I thought it was all healed. However, this is why we can't ignore the external clues. We can't ignore how we feel. We have to get curious about the stories we tell and the beliefs we hold, but we have to be more curious and not disregard, not think that, oh, I've already done that, which I hear all the time. I've already healed that. Well, it wouldn't be there if it wasn't healed, if it was healed. So first, the first thing that blew my mind or that I was, you know, gave me a giggle was the full moon and the full moon being in Aquarius. So Aquarius is eclectic, free spirit, very individual, very unique, revolutionary. You know, they like to stand out, right? And here I am in a place where people, well, they don't stand out. Like there's just a lot of people that are the same, and there are a lot of people that are the same as the people I went to school with, the families that I didn't feel like I fit in with. And here I am in an adult version of that. It's triggering all of that old stuff. So moon in Aquarius, I want to be more of an Aquarius. I want to be more unique and just be me and be more aligned to me. The full moon is pulling this out of me. I have the opportunity to start healing. Then it gets even better. I'm like, all right, well, I better check out what gate the moon's going to be in, the full moon's going to be in. And sure enough, it's in gate 60. Now, for those of you playing at home that haven't got the gates down yet, which is super okay, it took me ages to get the gates, and I would say there's still a bunch of them that I don't know at a really deep level. Now, gate 60 is the gate of limitation. This is all about knowing that you have everything you need within you. However, the way it so often expresses is, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough support, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, I don't have enough. And sure enough, this is happening in gate 60 all around my not enoughness from childhood. Mind blown, right? This is just so cool. Like, my human design has totally got my back. All of these things are moving together, and all I have to do is listen to my strategy and authority, keep turning up, keep feeling the feelings, keep doing forgiveness, keep doing the work to heal and let go. And all of that, like, the universe has totally got me. But the thing is, it gets better, gets even better. So my gate 60 is in my Mars. And Mars is like, there's an energy of immaturity in Mars. It's also an energy of like our personal development. So often we will start with this theme of gate 60 in a very immature expression. Yep, tick. Unworthiness in a wealthy environment, unworthiness in an intellectual environment. Tick those boxes. Totally immature around it. Done a lot of work on it. It's been my primary personal development journey, right? Really finding my worth, my value, my enoughness over decades. Then I'm 46, meaning that I'm getting close to my Chiron return. And let's be honest, this is a huge theme from my childhood wound. Oh my goodness. Are you getting this? I love it. So here I am in this amazing place that I've thought about since I was 13, having the opportunity to be guided by the universe, by my design, by spirit, by Gus, by anything and everything. And all I have to do is listen to my strategy, listen to my authority, do the learning, do the forgiveness. You know, I've said it all before. And I get to move along this amazing journey and really know my fullest potential, really know what wholeness feels like, really know, spend time in those more enlightened states. And everyone has the same opportunity. You know, one of the questions I get a lot is, okay, I'm coming up to my Saturn return. I'm coming up to my Uranus opposition. I'm coming up to my Chiron return. What can I do to make it less bumpy? Nothing. Just listen to your strategy and authority. And then, as I've done, when something comes up, do the work. Do the work. Never say to yourself, oh, I've healed that. I've moved on from that. Oh, no, that's not me. If it's turning up in your life and you're feeling it, it's in you and it still needs healing. So listen to that strategy, to that authority. Let the universe bring to you what you need to fully heal, let go, and discover, experience your fullest expression and authenticity. Thank you so much for joining me, everyone. I loved sharing my story with you. I hope it inspires you to do the same thing, to keep being curious, to keep healing. And if you want to learn more about your under human design and unpacking your design so that you can integrate it and do everything that I'm talking about and maybe even know what I'm talking about, then please get on the live webinar on the 4th of August at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. It's free. What do you got to lose? Thanks, everyone. So great having you here. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.